We mapped the plot line of 27 breast cancer stories from journals, magazines, and online forums, and we established, by and large, that the plot of the popular story proceeds thus. 1. Shock diagnosis. 2. Challenging treatment. 3. Significant physical. And 4. Some emotional upheaval. And 5. Finally, transformation. The emergence of a brave, positive, triumphant Shiro, even in the face of death.
So you go through hell and you lurch back into something resembling life. And you're treated as something not quite woman. You're given teddy bears and pink ribbons and condescension. And at the end, you're expected to be saintly, good, gracious, brave, appreciative. Something between a child, an airhead, and an angel. We've lost the potent apparatus of womanhood, and in exchange, we're given this story and a teddy bear to embrace.
We agreed to put our questions out there in an online support forum. Anna made the submission.
I've had 3 remissions and 3 recurrences. Lost both breasts. I've got stage 3. I'm frail and frightened, but when I read the stories out there, we frail, frightened people, we're not there. Where are you, those of you like me?
Within 2 hours of posting, responses flew in.
If you focus on the negative, you stay negative. Negativity enables cancer. If you want to beat it, stay positive.
Of course you'll have bad times. But if you focus on the misery, harp on about it, how bad it is, you'll make yourself miserable and knock your chances of survival. Most women know this and hang on in there. Please don't post again. We need positive stories to keep us going.
You negative fool.
Over 12 days, there were 52 responses. All but 2 emphasised the importance of positivity. 40 were critical of Anne. 5 were offensive. 3 mentioned the so-called benefits of breast cancer. Loss of weight, breast reconstruction, free wigs. Only 4 showed any sympathy and nodded towards sometimes feeling patronised, misunderstood.
This response, it's shocked me, appalled me. The positivity trope, it's so pervasive, not just as a necessary condition for survival, it's become a moral responsibility. How do we work with this?